Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise podcast. And today's episode is going to be all about Google Ads and how to improve your Google Ad account and get more conversions for less money. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, you can get my free high-ticket dropshipping training at ecommerceparadise.com/free course. It's an in-depth mini course as well as a free niches list for the best products to sell for high-ticket dropshipping in 2020. All right, that said, let's get into it. So Google Ads, the reason why I'm talking about Google Ads as opposed to Facebook Ads is because with high-ticket dropshipping, we're selling expensive products, and usually the buying cycle is a bit longer. It's not so impulse decision-based. So with that said, you can't really target people based on interests and expect to have a high conversion rate. It just doesn't work out. You have to target people based on their immediate needs. So if they're in the market for a product, they're probably going to go to the search engine. Usually it's Google, and they're going to type in that product name. And if they know exactly what they want, they're going to type in the model name and the SKU number, and they're probably going to buy from the store that gives them the best deal. If they're in the market for it, but they're not quite ready to buy yet, or they just don't know what product they want, they're probably going to type in a keyword that, you know, maybe like best, and then the product category, whatever that happens to be. And so from there, you know, they're going to try to find some information on the brands that are available and the different products, the best products, and get an idea, do some more research, and then make a choice from there. So we use Google Ads because we can actually put our store, a link to our store, and our product listings specifically at the very top of Google for these search queries, for long tail keywords, for specific model names and SKU numbers, for generic category-based keywords, any of these keywords that show that somebody has the intent upon purchasing one of the products that we have to sell, whether it's today or tomorrow or next week or the next month, but they are in the market to buy something like that. They are actively seeking information out. That's why we use Google Ads, because it's a search engine-based platform. We also use Bing Ads, because Bing is another big search engine. And if you use ads, of course, you can get to the top. Now, it goes without saying that you also have to focus on SEO at the same time you're doing ads, because SEO basically means you're going to be improving your product listings with keywords, content, and page structure, and copywriting. And you have to also, you know, focus on your offer as well, because improving your offer means improving what the customer is going to get from your store as opposed to another store, so you can be more competitive. So those three things kind of go hand in hand. And with, you know, keyword research and keyword optimization, on-page structure and getting backlinks and doing internal linking, all that SEO stuff, you're also going to rank organically, so you'll be on that the organic rankings in Google and Bing. But we're talking about ads right now just because it's the easiest and quickest way to get put at the top of the first page of the search engine results. And that's really important, because if you're not at the top of the first page, nobody's going to probably find you, okay? So it's just the bottom line these days. So your goal with your website is to get at the top. Google Ads is the best way to do it in Google. Bing Ads is the best way to do it with Bing. Cool thing about Bing Ads is you can easily copy and paste what you've done in Google Ads and just, you know, activate the campaign in Bing Ads, and boom, it's all done for you. So pretty simple there. And, you know, it goes without saying that we're doing retargeting as well to get leads to turn into customers using Facebook advertising, using Google advertising, using email marketing, things like that. But let's just talk about improving your Google Ad account. So now you have an idea of why we use Google Ads and all the different ways we market to people so that we reach them at different parts of their journey and touch them multiple times with marketing messages so that they convert eventually. Let's just talk about the exact things that we do within Google Ads to optimize our ad campaigns. So first and foremost, we use shopping ads a lot. Shopping ads are the best way to get cold leads to your store. People that are in the market for a product maybe haven't been introduced to your store yet, and but they're in the market for a product. They don't really care exactly where they get it from. They just want to get it from somewhere that's trustworthy and has a really good offer, okay? And your job as the marketer, as the e-commerce entrepreneur, is to put yourself in that position. Be that store that has the best offer. Right, so there's a number of ways to do that, but most importantly, set up a multiple campaign structure in Google Shopping Ads. And this, folks, is specifically for high-ticket dropshipping. It doesn't work as well when you're doing low-ticket, because oftentimes the products are generic. With high-ticket, sometimes the products are generic, but usually they're branded products. Usually they are well-known brands that you get an authorized dealer account with, and you're able to then advertise based on the keywords for that brand's products, and that helps a lot to rank yourself high for someone who's in the market for that product. So let's talk about how we set our campaign structures up. So Google Shopping campaigns give you what's called campaign priorities, and there's three levels of campaign priorities: high, medium, and low. And what you should do in the first place is set up your campaign. Your first campaign should be a high priority campaign. What that means is that Google is always going to show that campaign first. Okay, even if you're bidding a lot higher in the other campaigns, they're still going to show that campaign first. And then the second campaign you set up should be a medium priority, and the third campaign you set up should be a low priority. All right, so that's the first thing you do. Next thing is you create a list of negative keywords. And what you need to do is create one list that is for only the brand names. So each of the brands that you sell, just the brand name itself, one list that includes all of the product names and basically just the single word model names and the single word SKU numbers with and without spaces. So one list that includes all of that. And you can do this in a Google spreadsheet. And I recommend doing that, because then you can, you know, search and find keywords that happen to be anomalies within there that, you know, push generic traffic down that shouldn't be going down to the low priority campaign. But any rate, so do that in a Google sheet and then transfer it over to your negative keyword list in Google. And then the third negative keyword list you need to make is a generic one. This is one you're going to apply to all the campaigns. And it's just going to be for keywords that don't convert, like used or Craigslist or Amazon or Costco or eBay or Walmart, that kind of stuff. And then any other generic keywords that you end up seeing in your high priority campaign that just aren't relevant to your product catalog. And you might end up finding these, and it's a really good idea to exclude them from all of your campaigns. You just don't want to spend money on getting that kind of traffic, because it's useless traffic. Because then you'll spend money on retargeting that useless traffic, and it's just money wasted. So let's think about how we apply these negative keyword lists. So I said the generic, you apply to all of them. The brand's negative keyword list, you have to apply to the high priority campaign. What that's going to do is that's going to make it so if someone types in a brand name, it's not going to trigger your high priority campaign. It's going to trigger your medium priority campaign. Okay. And so you're going to be bidding on these campaigns very low on the high priority, a little bit higher, maybe twice or three times the bid on the medium priority, and then quite high on the low priority campaign, because you want to show up for those product, you know, model names and SKU numbers. Now, the product list, the list of products, model names, and SKU numbers should be applied to the high priority and the medium priority campaign, so that any search queries that get entered into Google that are for model names and SKU numbers will automatically get pushed all the way down to that low priority, high bid campaign, and you will be able to rank highest for those. So that's the basic essence of how a Google Shopping three-tiered, what's called an upside-down funnel or inverted funnel campaign structure is set up. And it's pretty cool. And if you want to see a complete walkthrough, like over my shoulder how I do it, I actually include that in my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. So if you want more information on that, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and I'll show you how to set it all up. And so what I usually do is I go through and I make sure, number one, that my feed, my Google shopping feed, is actually correct. So there's a number of ways you should optimize your feed, and you should always be focusing on this. But you need to make sure that, you know, you're only putting into your ads products that are profitable, products that are high priced. So even if you're doing high ticket dropshipping, you might have products in your store that are from the same suppliers that are 50 or 100 bucks or like 200 bucks. But those products probably aren't going to be very profitable. They're not going to have a high margin. It's just not really usually worth spending money on ads to advertise those products, because it's going to take away money from the products that are like multi-thousands of dollars, that have multi-hundreds of dollars in profit per sale. So what I usually do is I create a automatic collection in Shopify, and, you know, say like products over $500 or niche products over $500. And that way you can actually go into the Google Shopping Feed app and you can choose just that campaign or just that collection. And so if you pull for products just from that collection, it'll only put products into your feed that are over $500. And that's a good starting point, because then you know, okay, great, I'm only advertising products that are going to make me, you know, if it's 20% on 500 bucks, it's hopefully around $100 per sale. Okay. You don't have to do that, but I recommend doing that, especially in the beginning, just so that you can get the ball rolling And later on down the road, you can start messing around with a little bit lower ticket items. In the beginning, you want to get the ball rolling with some high profit orders so that you can reinvest into your business. All right, so that's the first thing. Next thing is make sure that you optimize your feed by setting up the correct Google category. And you can do this in the Google Shopping Feed app. There's a few other settings that you should definitely make sure that you use. Like, it asks you if you want to do all variants or first variant. Only choose the first variant, because if you show all variants, the price might be higher, and Google Shopping just decides to show a higher price for your listing versus the competitors. It's going to lower your click-through rate, and you're not going to get that sale. So first variant is always the lowest price, so you should definitely have that setting set there. And there's a few other settings as well. Make sure that your feed is correctly set up. There's a good way to make it so that if your products go out of stock, that you can make sure that the feed is actually set up to automatically update when those products are out of stock. That's within the Google Shopping Feed app. And you can make it so that if you put a zero on the inventory that product is out of stock, then it will actually see that and it will remove that product from the feed, you know, temporarily until it's back in stock. And then you can set up a separate app like Stock Sync or something like that, or just do it manually. When a supplier runs out of stock on a popular product, then you're not sending ad traffic to it. You can still send ad traffic to it and deal with the back orders and stuff, but you might get some, you know, pissed off customers and deal with that. And it's up to you whether you really want to deal with that or not. And of course, the chances are you're going to drop the order or, you know, something on later on down the road. It's, you know, it might not really be worth doing that, especially because you're spending money on ads still for that product. So at any rate, you have that option to make the feed update as your inventory goes in and out of stock. And that's about it for the feed. That's definitely an important part of this whole puzzle, because your Google Merchant Center ties to Google Ads. And if you optimize your feed really good and Merchant Center is working great, then your Google Ad account will work great. So Merchant Center is kind of the underlying foundation to your Google Ad account. Definitely pay it lots of attention. There's a few things within Merchant Center you can do. Always check to make sure all your products are approved. First of all, they're going to require barcodes and things like that. Barcodes are really essential. And if your supplier doesn't have barcodes to add to the products, then you need to make them, you need to mark them as custom products within Shopify. You can do it within the app, or you can do it within at any rate, you can do it within the Google Shopping Feed app, so it's pretty simple. But a custom product basically means that no data points are going to be sent to Merchant Center. So you've got to do in that case is you actually have to create custom labels. You got to create a custom label for the brand, and you got to create a custom label for the product names as well, so you know what they are. And using custom labels is really cool, because then within Google Ads, you can actually organize your ad account and see what's what. And you can see, otherwise it's not going to tell you like the brand that it's doing. And you really want to get that down to the very product specific level and, you know, update the bids according to what's going on with the actual product. You don't want to look at too broadly within your account. You want to look very specifically. So custom labels are easily done within the app or within the feed. So you can like download your CSV file from Shopify. You can add the custom labels to it, and then you can re-upload it. That's possible too, but you can do it within the app as well if you're not comfortable with the CSV file thing. So your Google Ad account is really cool. Once you get in there and you start messing with it and you start trying to optimize it, there's a few things you should focus on in the beginning and all throughout your ad account optimization, but especially in the beginning. Focus on improving your click-through rate, your CTR, because your CTR is really important. Your CTR basically is a calculation between your impressions and your clicks. And so that means when somebody sees your ad, whether they click on you or a competitor. Okay, so if somebody types in a product name into Google and then they see your ad, they don't click on your ad, you have to wonder to yourself why they didn't click on that ad. It might be because the image didn't look that appealing, or the name wasn't, you know, correct, or maybe it just was the wrong product showing up altogether. So a good way to improve CTR is, number one, make sure your product name, like the brand name, the model name, the SKU number, the product category keyword, are within your product listing at least two or three, maybe four different times in different variations. Okay. And make sure that any relevant keywords are included as well. So keyword optimize your descriptions on your product pages, or it's going to help improve your feed, which is going to help make sure that the right product shows up for the right search query. And that, you know, that will obviously greatly enhance your CTR. Okay, so if you go into your account, you see that a lot of your products have like 0.2 two or three or four CTR, then you probably need to optimize the descriptions for keywords first, and then go back, and then, you know, you can raise bids. But most of the time, people are just like, oh, I'm just going to raise the bids and be more competitive. Well, that's probably not the best place to start. You need to actually optimize the content in your description first. At any rate, CTR is really important too, because Google is going to determine your cost per click based on what you, how good your product listing is and how many people are actually clicking on it when they see it. If, people don't really click on it that often and stuff or whatever, it's the wrong product, people will click in and then immediately leave, they're going to charge you more. If they see that your listing is getting clicked a lot, people stay and, you know, they stay on your site a long time and maybe, you know, purchase and stuff like that. If they see that happening, they're going to charge you a lower cost per click, which is great. So you'll get rewarded by Google for that kind of stuff, which is awesome. So CTR is one of the best things to focus on improving, and that's a couple of ways. Another good way is to make sure that your product images are appealing. So, you know, check out your competitors, and you just, you know, do like you're a consumer and type into Google the product name and see what your competitors' pictures are like and try to improve upon it. If it's, it's an okay picture, could use improvements, go ahead and do it. Now, make sure you don't add any like flashy things to it, like text or, badges and things like that, because those things aren't actually allowed by Google Shopping. But regardless of that, you can still improve the picture a bit and make sure that people are more likely to click on yours. Sometimes people include a picture of the product only, sometimes they have like a lifestyle picture of the product. So just play around with it, see what gets a higher CTR. All right, and then obviously you want to make sure that you're checking your search terms. Maybe it's not so obvious to beginners, but search terms are the part of Google Shopping ads that it's going to tell you exactly what terms people are typing in that see your ads, and especially the ones that convert are really important. So always be checking your campaigns and seeing what search terms are showing up. There should only be category level generic keywords showing up in your generic campaign. There should only be brand keywords or brand plus product category keywords in your brand's campaign. And there should only be model names or SKU numbers or keywords with variations of that within your product's campaign. If you see generic keywords popping up in your product's campaign, you have to check your negative keyword list, see what negative keyword is pushing those products down, and delete that negative keyword or change it or update it or add the brand name to it or something like that. And then that shouldn't happen again. So search terms are important. A great way to know what search term is actually pulling up exactly which ad is actually to go in there and create a separate ad group for every single product. It does sound very tedious, but if you have a VA, maybe you can go ahead and do this. But within your search terms, what's going to happen is it'll tell you what search term pulled up, but it's not going to tell you exactly what product pulled up. It'll just say the ad group that it pulled up. And if you have all your products under one ad group, then it's not going to tell you what product. So to make sure that the search terms are actually pulling up the right products, then you need to go through and break out your feed and make a separate ad group with just one product in it. So an ad group for each product. If you have hundreds of products, you're gonna have to make hundreds of ad groups, and this is for every single campaign, for each of the three campaigns. But once you do that and your traffic is, and they're working properly, then you'll see exactly what search terms are pulling up exactly which products in the ads. And that way you can determine, make sure, double check within the back end that they are actually pulling up the correct products. And that way, if they're not, you can of course then know immediately, hey, I need to go and optimize the keywords in that product description and improve the feed a bit more, so Google knows exactly what this product page is all about. All right, so those are some great ways to improve your ads. Let's talk about bids now. Bidding strategies is a really important thing to know. Your goal, of course, is to get as many sales as possible with the lowest bid as possible, but it's not always possible. Sometimes, you know, competitors bid high, and this is a bidding system, right? Sometimes bidding wars happen. It's an auction format. So just know that all this stuff happens instantly within Google. It's pretty crazy how it all works, but they calculate so much stuff on an instant and they show ads. So all you need to do really is consider, number one, the traffic you're getting. What's the most important traffic? It's always the bottom of the funnel traffic. And then those people that are typing in product level queries, you need to be bidding the highest on that. And, you know, the average I've seen across multiple niches is about $1 per click, a little bit more, a little bit less sometimes. It really depends on the niche. It really depends on the competitiveness. When you see big box stores advertising and a ton of niche stores advertising, sometimes the CPC is way higher. When you don't see too many stores competing, then yeah, the CPCs can definitely be a lot lower. When I first entered the electric bike niche, for instance, the CPC on the product campaign that was getting sales was like 30 cents or something, and now it's like $1.20. So it got way competitive, and it's a lot harder to compete now, a lot more expensive to do it. But at any rate, it is possible. You just have to make sure you understand that when you're checking your bids, check them for CTR. You just want to look and make sure that you're getting over a 1% CTR, 5% or 10% CTR is awesome. There's also other metrics you can look at, like search impression share, click share, search lost IS rank. And those will tell you if you're showing up above your competitors or not, that kind of stuff in the shopping ads. And you can just do a manual check as well and just kind of see where you're showing up. Put a VPN in, put yourself in multiple cities across the states and just see where you're showing up. All right, so bidding up and bidding down. When you see that a product is getting lots of traffic, lots of clicks and stuff like that, but no conversions, go focus on improving the product page as much as possible, because if there's lots of traffic, then hopefully you should start seeing conversions on that. If you get a lot of products that just aren't seeing any traffic whatsoever, again, you probably need to keyword optimize the product page at least to make sure Google knows what that product page is all about first, and then go and raise your bids on those until they start getting traffic. And if they just don't get traffic, then it could just be one of those things where there's just not a whole lot of traffic going on for those listings. So, you know, that does happen sometimes, unfortunately. But yeah, so that's pretty much the gist of optimizing an ad account for Google Shopping Ads. The next thing would be search text ads. So search ads are the opposite of shopping ads. You actually get to choose exactly which keyword to target, and you have to write the copy yourself. Whereas Google Shopping Ads, you don't get to choose the keywords you target, and they write the copy for you. There isn't much copy, but they do the listing for you. So search text ads is kind of a do-it-yourself kind of a thing. Ad copy is pretty simple to write. You know, it's just, you know, a few simple things. Hey, free shipping, lower 48 or something like that. Special discount, buy now or something like that. You know, just add some USP stuff, some unique selling proposition stuff in there. And make sure you use the product title, of course, and the brand name, the entire exact product title, and use something special like free shipping or flash sale or, you know, buy now or on sale or whatever, something to catch the eye. And search text ads should show up on the first page at the top if you bid high enough. And so if you're in the shopping ads and the search text ads and you happen to be in the organics, it's very likely you'll get most of the traffic that's coming through Google, and you're most likely to get most of the sales if your website is very optimized. So once you start seeing products that are getting conversions and lots of traffic, I would say definitely make search text ads for those. You just have to take the same keywords you're using as negative keywords and apply them as positive keywords to a search text ad campaign. So it's pretty simple. So definitely do that. And the next thing you want to do is focus on remarketing. So there's lots of different ways to do remarketing. In Google, you can do dynamic remarketing ads, you can do static remarketing ads, you can do remarketing search ads, and you should definitely dive into all of those. You're gonna have to create the audiences first, which you can actually do through the Google Shopping app, and they create the remarketing audiences for you, which is awesome now. So you should do that right away when you first start it, and using the audiences, over time, they'll build up, you can then retarget them, and you'll see a way better conversion rate when you start retargeting all the time. And of course, have a good Facebook ad retargeting campaign in place. I often just use Retarget app, because Retarget app makes it really simple to set up an ad that just, you know, shows to your customers up to 30 days after they've, you know, viewed a product on your site, that kind of stuff. And so, and it doesn't cost too much. It's like 10, 20 bucks a day to start. And yeah, that's a great way to go. So go out there and improve your Google Ads, guys. And if you want step-by-step instruction, go check out my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. I also offer a Google Ads management service now where I optimize your ad account for you. So all the stuff I just talked to you about today, I will actually go in and do it for you on a monthly basis. It's starting off at a very low price, so get in there today if you're interested in getting your ads done for you. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/Google Ads for more information on that. And if you want my team to build you your own high-ticket dropshipping business from scratch and launch it for you and you know, set up your ad account, set up all your marketing, everything, we can do it. And it's called the Turnkey High Ticket Dropshipping Store Service, and I offer it, and you can get more information at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, definitely go check that out. It comes with free training as well as to actually how we go about setting the store up for you and what you need to do after you get the store transfer to you in order to make it successful. So check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.